Hi everyone, this is Special K, Kevin Lodge for the Black Flag Cast, and I am talking today with Neptune of Suicide Girls and Cosplay Deviants. Neptune, how are you doing today?
I'm pretty good.
Excellent. Would you like to tell my audience maybe a little bit about yourself?
Basically, just a big old dork, 25, student. Mostly known for modeling for Suicide Girls and Cosplay Deviants, and just kind of known for posting tons of memes on my social media.
And very interesting memes. It seems to be a lot of crossovers. I saw one very interesting one between the Wild Thornberries and Pokemon recently.
Yeah, I love Nigel Thornberry. I'm not really like a huge fan of Wild Thornberries in general, but I really love Nigel. He was just always hilarious, so I love seeing all the crossovers of him.
Very good, very good. So many of my audience will know you from Suicide Girls as Neptune.
Yep.
And I believe that is also your same name on Cosplay Deviants. So would you like to tell my audience a little bit more about that?
Well, I chose the name Neptune after my favorite Sailor Scout, who is obviously Neptune. It's kind of funny because she's really not like me, and I think that's kind of what draws me to her, is that she's just so elegant and pretty and classy and very soft-spoken and well-spoken, and I'm just kind of really obnoxious, and I just kind of always love that aspect of her. So
kind of like the opposites
thing. Yeah, it's kind of funny. If I pick somebody that I mostly like, it probably would be Mars, because I'm just so easily ticked off. So I'm pretty sure I'd more like her, but I've always just loved Neptune. And I like the Outer Scouts more in general, so.
Very nice. So how did you get started with modeling with Suicide Girls and Cosplay Deviants?
Honestly, it took a long time for me to decide to do it. I was really like not very comfortable with myself when I was younger and I was thinking about doing it. And so I just kind of waited until I felt a lot more comfortable with myself, and then I thought I'd take a stab at it. So I didn't shoot for Suicide Girls until I just turned 23, and then I had shot for it. So, I mean, it's still young, but it is a lot later than what most girls would shoot for it would be. Most of them start at like 19, 20, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And for Cosplay Deviants, how'd you get involved with them?
I knew a lot of girls that had shot for them who are Suicide Girls, like Vivid, or her name's Vivica on Cosplay Deviants, and Anastasia. And so I was just really interested in that. Suicide Girls, like, they don't really like full cosplays for sets. So Cosplay Deviants was a place where I could do that and be in full cosplays and kind of the same thing, but have a little more of an outlet with it.
And I mean, do you prefer the modeling experience for cosplay far more than necessarily than not?
I really like shooting both. I mean, I love being able to, you know, shoot in cute outfits and lingerie for Suicide Girls. So that allows me to do that and do more pinup and boudoir type of stuff. And then Cosplay Deviants allows me to be more creative with, you know, the cosplays I want to use and how I can utilize them. So, and it allows me to use the cosplays I already have and kind of do something else with them.
Indeed. And what would you say? I believe this has led to maybe some other little modeling as well on the side, if that's not the case.
Yeah. I mean, I do other stuff too. I mean, if there's a photographer I really want to work with, sometimes we'll do trade work. Otherwise, I'll just do paid shoots because it's not really something I do a ton. I'm really, really busy. So to add that in, I kind of have to do that. So.
Indeed. And so you're saying, Lori Less, you like it more for the art than anything else?
Yeah. I mean, it's nice to be able to do that. And then also, I just really like having nice pictures. So it works out.
Sounds good. Well, part of a lot of your of the stuff you do, and I mean a great deal of the stuff you like to post is stuff about cosplay and stuff of that sort. So would you like to tell me, my audience, a little bit more about your cosplaying?
Yeah, I love cosplaying. I don't get to do it terribly often, which sucks because most people assume that I'm able to just go to any cons and then like guest, which is not like, it's not what happens at all. Like anytime I go to a con, I go with friends. Like I do it like everybody else does. I don't, you know, get paid to be a guest, anything like that. If there's a booth I can be at and help out a friend, and that way I can meet fans. That's really awesome. So, you know, I don't get to travel terribly often because it all really comes out of my pocket. So I still have to, you know, pay for everything. So, but when I get to, I absolutely love it. I really like being able to work on outfits. I'm honestly not that good with materials, but when I get to try to put things together, I have a total blast. Most of the things that I cosplay are pretty well known. I mean, they're characters everybody kind of knows if you watch anime. They're nothing too obscure. So a lot of stuff from, you know, like major things like Pokemon, Sailor Moon, DBZ, all pretty big things. At Katsucon, I did Nanon from Kill la Kill, and that was a lot of fun because that became a bigger anime, so more people knew who it was.
Excellent. And other cosplays, I mean, you've done Sailor Neptune.
Yeah.
As many of us know. I believe also you did, what are some of the others? I believe you did Bulma recently.
Bulma's a really big one, and I like that one because it's really easy for me to pack. When I travel a lot, I mean, last year when I went to San Diego Comic Con and worked the Suicide Girls booth, I brought some cosplays that were just like, they were too obnoxious to carry in a suitcase cross country. I did Squirtle, and that backpack is huge, and it also has the tail attached to it. So that took up like most of my suitcase. So I really like, when I travel, I usually pick like ones that are a little bit easier for me to carry all the stuff with. Mm-hmm. So, I usually do Bulma. Neptune's really easy. Like the accessories and all that are really easy to pack. So,
I mean, would you say that, you know, as a cosplayer who has gone cross country with it, I mean, would you say that, you know, the ability to carry it in certain sizes of luggage is a major consideration for which cosplay you do at a con?
Yeah, it really is. Like I'm going to MegaCon, in April, and that's Florida. So I'll be flying to that. So I'm trying to think, and there's so many things people are like, please bring this. I'm just like, oh, I really want to, but I mean, that's so much room in my suitcase. I just don't know if that's going to work. And, you know, having to bring like a larger suitcase already, it's like, I have to pay for that on the plane. So it's like, I don't want to bring tons of stuff, and it's just going to take forever to carry.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and what do you think about the aspect of, you know, you spoke earlier about, you know, when you were beginning to modeling, like, you know, you felt about the comfort level of being shot for photos and stuff. Mm-hmm. And what do you think about cosplaying as far as the individualism, as you, you know, kind of discovering your identity and expressing yourself in the creations you and others working with you create?
Yeah, I mean, I love what I do, and I really don't like it when people just like are so particular about how people cosplay, you know, like every aspect of it isn't perfect, therefore your cosplay isn't good, that type of thing. It really annoys me because the whole idea of cosplay is enjoying to be a character that you love, and how you view that is your view, so nobody should really care what you do. And so that's kind of just how I take it, is I just do the characters how I like them. Certain people like certain aspects of characters, and to each their own.
Indeed. And I mean, what do you think about it as, I mean, you know, is cosplay extremely liberating? Is it just, I like to, you know, I think it's expressive, or, I mean, what is it to you?
I really think it is. And I love it for being something that's liberating and expressive. And, you know, when I go to cons, I'm just like, I can be this big dork, and, you know, it doesn't matter at all. And I mean, it doesn't matter to me what people think anyways, but I always love that. And being able to share interests with other people that like things that are as nerdy or, you know, whatever as I like is really cool.
And why do you think there is such alienation with, you know, with just being, you know, with fandom in general, but then also even down into cosplay? I mean, what do you think is the root of that?
People are just assholes. I mean, kind of. the